thanks for letting me in. I really didn't have anywhere else to go this late. Yeah, I said I would explain what I'm doing here, and I will. But you should probably sit down. It'll be a long story. Okay. I'll give you the backstory first. The real story of my mom. Not the sugar and spice version she has undoubtedly told you. My mom has always blamed me for everything that's gone wrong in her life. If she didn't get the job she applied for, it was my fault. Whenever one of her boyfriends left her, it was because of me. Even if she just dropped a plate on the floor, I was somehow to blame. When I was younger, I thought she was right. I didn't know any better. We're always taught to listen to our elders. Well, my elder was an abuser. Is an abuser. Even after I realized she was wrong, that I had nothing to do with her failures, I'd already grown numb to her bullshit. I just didn't care anymore. And it was always the same story with her boyfriends. She met someone, they liked each other, they moved in. There was a honeymoon period where everything was nice for about 2 weeks. And that's how long she could last without reverting back to her old self and start being a bitch. And then afterwards, the man couldn't stand her anymore. And again, I'm to blame. But with you, it was different. None of them cared much for me. And I didn't mind that because, honestly, I didn't care for them either. But you really tried to be a father figure for me. And it didn't take long until I felt comfortable enough to call you Daddy. I know it started as a joke, but it wasn't a joke for long. Even the honeymoon period lasted longer with you, almost 2 months. And I'd grown really hopeful that you had changed her. But, as always, it didn't last. This time something was different, though. You stuck around despite anyone else would have left. And every time you defended me, she only became more and more hateful. But I'm really thankful that you stood up for me. You made my life so much easier. Even when she was a bitch towards me, with you around, it was easy to handle. Then she started to take it out on you instead of me. The past 6 months must have been absolute hell for you. I honestly can't believe you stayed for so long. She's treated you like a tool, and I've seen how much it's weighed down upon you. I guess today was the breaking point. So, after your fight with Mom earlier, she came into my room and yelled at me. You finally left her. Obviously, this was my fault. She said I was ruining her relationship. If I wasn't around, you two would be happy together. But I was somehow making her and you miserable. No, you don't have to say anything. I know it's not true. You wouldn't keep defending me if you hated me like she says. Knowing this gave me courage to do something I've wanted to do ever since I became an adult. I fought back. I packed my bags with the things I needed the most, told her what I truly thought about her, and I just left. I've never been prouder of myself in my entire life. The only thing on my mind was to get out of there and to go to a person I truly cared for and knew cared for me too. You. So, I was sort of hoping I could stay with you for a while. You're not my real dad. I know that. And you have no obligation to shelter me. And I understand if you want nothing to do with this family anymore. But if you'd let me, I would choose you over her in the blink of an eye. I don't want you to decide this right now, but could you at least let me stay for tonight? Thanks. I'm glad I got that out of the way. But I'm not quite done with the story. The next part is a bit more... Let's just say it will change a few things. Like I said, It didn't take long for me to see you as a father figure. You were the dad I never had. And in lots of ways, I wish you were my real dad. You're sweet and caring, and you truly want the best for me. You were the dad I never had. But this'll make the next thing sound kind of weird. As time went on, I couldn't stop myself from thinking, you deserve someone better than her. You deserve someone who would treat you right. You deserve me. I won't play any games with you. I'll just tell you how it is. I love you. I told you many times I loved you like a daughter loves a father, but I don't anymore. I really love you. No, don't say anything. I don't think I want to hear it. But I've done some thinking, and that's all right with me. I don't expect you to love me back. Not like that, anyway. I'm tiny, and I'm just going to hit my 20s next month, and I would assume you'd want someone your own age. Here's the thing. I don't want to be your daughter anymore. But you could be my daddy. Like a sugar daddy, but without the sugar. I don't actually know what I mean without the sugar. It sounded good in my head. I guess it meant that I don't want money, but I want to be cared for by someone I love. Well, it would include stuff like me cooking for you when you come home late, and I could help with the chores and stuff that we've done earlier, like hugs, talking about our days, and, well, I think I can give you a little taste of what else. Things like sitting in your lap, like this. Me telling you what a handsome daddy I have while I rub your firm chest. Me seductively breathing on your neck, moving my face up to your ear, and quietly whisper, I want to feel your lips against mine. How's that? Did you like my soft lips? I hope so, because you'll feel them a lot more. It's okay, Daddy. You don't have to hold back. What's the matter? You look confused. I know you well enough that if you didn't like this, you would tell me to stop. But you haven't. If you tell me to stop, I will. I don't want to force this on you, but I really want you. So, let me tell you a secret. I've heard you with Mom, and I will find that beast inside of you before the night is over. I will show you that I am better than her in both personality and body. That got you going, didn't it? How do my breasts feel, Daddy? They fit perfectly in your hands. You want to take a closer look? Help me take off my shirt. Can you unhook the bra for me, too? It's just... Okay, you know what you're doing. I can't even unsnap it with one hand when it's on the front. Well, here's your prize, Daddy. What do you think? Oh, thanks for pointing it out. My nipples are hard, yes. I wonder why. Could it be because I'm sitting in the lap of the sexiest silver fox I've set my eyes on? Oh, fuck. Yes, Daddy. Grow up my breast. Play with my nipples and kiss me. Wait, wait. Daddy, what's this poking at my butt? Do you have a stick in your pants? It wasn't there when I first got in your lab. So why is it there now? You can't just say what I meant. I'm the sexiest girl you've seen. Yeah, right. But I'll take it. You want me to suck you off? Fuck yes, please. Yeah, I'm excited. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I've caught glimpses of your hard cock, but I never got to see it up close. And now I'll get to taste it. It's like I'm dreaming. So pull it out and show me. Oh, holy shit. That is big. And thick. Oh, and it smells so good. Intoxicating. Can I suck you now, Daddy? The magic word? Oh, wow. All right, Daddy. Will you please let me suck your big, girthy cock? Thank you, Daddy. I can barely fit it in my mouth. It's literally stretching my lips. I can only imagine what this would do to my pussy. Can you imagine that, Daddy? You think you can fit your big cock inside your little girl's pussy? You'll make it fit? Fuck, that's hot. Oh, shit, I bet it would feel amazing, though. Your cock tastes so fucking good, too. You think I can deep-throat it, Daddy? Do you want me to try? You're gonna help me? What do you... apologize. I think I found the beast, and I liked it. Get up? Well, sure. Wait, what are you doing? Here? You want me to bend over the table and fuck me right now? Okay. Just flip my skirt up and pull my panties aside. Yes, like that. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. I know. You don't have to comment on how aroused I am. Just put your cock in my wet pussy. It's waiting for you. Oh, God damn it, Daddy. You want me to beg? Fuck. Okay, Daddy. You're a little girl. Wants you to put your raging cock inside her quivering pussy. Make it fit. Stretch me open. Please. I really want you to fuck me, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, you just thrust it all inside me. If I wasn't so wet, this would hurt a lot more than it did. Oh, yes, it hurt a little. But you don't have to worry about me. It's a good hurting. Real fucking good. So don't worry about me. Just fuck me. Please. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Pump it in and out. Oh, you were right. Oh, you made it fit. Oh, I feel my pussy slowly adjusting itself to your size. Oh, how does it feel, Daddy? Is my pussy good for you? Fuck. Yes, Daddy. I'm your little girl. Use me as you wish. Anytime we're alone, just grab your cock, pull my panties aside, and I'll spread my legs for you. No, I'm not an easy slut, only for you. I'm your slut, no one else's. I promise, Daddy, I'm only yours. Oh, so mark me as yours. I don't know how, just do it. Oh, fuck. Yeah, like that. Again. Oh, ow. I love you, Daddy. I knew I could get through to the beast inside you. Oh, Daddy, am I prettier than Mommy? Yes. Am I a better fuck than Mommy, too? Thank you, Daddy. That made me really wet. I don't know how much longer I can last, Daddy. Are you gonna come soon? Yeah? Where do you want to come? Fuck. Yes, okay. Come inside your slutty little girl, Daddy. Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. Just come inside me. I want to feel your cum pouring into me. Oh, grab my hips. Slam your cock into me. Please. Harder. Fucking own me, Daddy. I'm coming. Please, Daddy, come with me. Oh, I can't hold on anymore. Fill me with your seed. I'll breed your little girl. Right fucking now. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Wait. What are you doing? Lifting me up? Oh, onto the couch again. Okay. Yeah. I'll sit in your lap again. Hang on. I want to face you. Oh, there. Hi again. Daddy, can you hold me? Oh. You just fucked me harder than I could have imagined. But now, I'm in your lap with your arms around me. I feel so safe and satisfied. What about you, Daddy? Yes, I could tell you enjoyed it. You were grunting like a beast. I love you so much. You don't need to say it back, but I want you to know that this isn't about sex, even if the sex was amazing. What? You do love me? Like, love me how? If you love me the same way I love you, why didn't you say so earlier? Oh, sorry, I guess I did tell you not to say anything. But why did you stay with Mom so long if you didn't love her? You're kidding. Because of me? Well, for fuck's sake, Daddy. We could have run away together months ago. But at least we're both where we want to be now, right? Daddy, tell me you love me again. Yes, I'm a needy little girl, but I'm your needy little girl. So, about the proposed arrangement, can I still be your little girl, even if we're together? Thanks, Daddy. I love you.